Casey Shepard for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. We're visiting with Joe Pakey from the Timberlake FFA chapter today. He's one of our area stars in ag placement. Let's talk a little bit about your project.
Okay. My name's Joel. I work for E7 Ranch, which is actually an Oklahoma Centennial farm. I am the seventh generation on our farm. We farm wheat, corn, milo, and sesame. We own about 300 head of cow, mama cows, and also run about 800 to 1,000 head of stocker cattle.
So what made you pick this project other than the fact that you live it every day?
You know, I really had, you know, no other choice. You know, it was just kind of, you know, I guess I worked there every day since knee-high to a grasshopper. You know, I've been there doing it, know the operation like the back of my hand, so it was really, you know, no other route, you know, I figured I could take.
And your dad probably appreciated that, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, free labor.
Right. So what are some of the things you learned from this project?
You know, I've learned how to manage, you know, an operation, big, small, you know, how to, you know, a lot of life lessons, how to fix stuff, you know, how to market cattle, you know, how to doctor, how to keep, maintain, you know, all sorts, you know, really everything about a farm and a ranch, you know, has helped me a lot.
Who were the biggest helpers during your project?
Probably my dad, you know. I pretty much work beside him every day. You know, he's taught me more than I can even list. You know, he's helped me, taught me everything I know.
And I'm assuming that now that you've done this project, you kind of can help him out a little bit, too, with things.
Yeah. You know, I'm his right-hand man. I'm the hired hand, the ranch manager, whatever you want to call me. I'm there.
And is this project something that you could see yourself doing forever, like maybe when college is over?
Yeah. I plan on coming right back and, you know, doing the same jobs I do now, you know, keep it going.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your career in FFA, because you're about to graduate now. So what are some of your most favorite memories of FFA?
You know, I've done it all in FFA. Judge, showed, given speeches, you know. Some of my favorite, you know, I just like traveling, you know, going around, meeting new people, going to speech contests, you know, hitting the show circuit, you know, all that. You know, it was fun.
What has FFA meant to you over your 4 years?
You know, FFA is the biggest part of my life. You know, I didn't play sports, I didn't do this, you know, other than working on the farm and ranch. FFA was my secondary, you know, that's what I did.
So what is your future look like? What are your big college plans?
I plan on attending NOC Tonkawa and being on the livestock judging team, and then pursuing a degree in animal science, and then after that I plan on coming to Oklahoma State.
Do you feel like FFA has kind of made you want to do the things that you want to do now? Because you're centered in agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, FFA opened my eyes to a lot of new, you know, opportunities, activities, you know, just kind of showed me there's more paths than just one.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Visiting once again with Joel Pakey of Timberlake FFA, I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.